News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has provided approximately $2.21 million in relief assistance for 132 of the 150 families in Portland who were affected by flood rains in early December. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says checks have been prepared for 126 of the families, which have been assessed for damage and losses.
I am very pleased that the government of Jamaica, through my ministry, will be distributing checks to the tune of $2,210,000, and that will be taking care of those persons.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking with journalists after visiting with victims in several of the 14 affected communities recently. The areas include Breastworks, Boundbrook, Little Anoto Road, Free School, Halls Avenue, West Palm Avenue, and Barfold. Dr. Ferguson adds that the ministry is completing administrative procedures to prepare checks for the six families that have already been evaluated. Assessments are still ongoing as it relates to the remaining 18 families. Come January, the government will be increasing enforcement activities against persons found in breach of Jamaica's anti-litter laws. The announcement was made by Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott, who says persons who litter are feeding rodents and creating mosquito breeding sites across major towns. Mr. Arscott is urging Jamaicans to practice proper disposal habits and help improve the environment.
Must appeal to our fellow Jamaicans. The habit of discarding your lunch boxes, the styrofoam boxes, or your plastic bottles or water bottles around the country when you use them is a disgrace and we must stop it.
Minister Arscott says there will be increases in fines for littering, adding that persons who urinate in public or illegally store garbage will be prosecuted. The fines will be announced when Parliament resumes. The Ministry of Health is stepping up surveillance for the influenza A H1N1 virus, also called swine flu, amidst reports of an outbreak in Trinidad and Tobago. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock-Decass says samples from public health facilities are being routinely sent for testing to the National Influenza Center at the University Hospital of the West Indies. Dr. Bullock-Decass is urging the public to observe good hygiene practices and to be extra cautious to prevent infection and transference to others. H1N1 is a respiratory illness that is caused by the influenza A virus. Symptoms include fever above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, sore throat, cough, stuffy nose, headache and body aches, as well as fatigue. Nausea, vomiting and diarrhea may also be experienced. And the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, is to pursue a more streamlined approach to sourcing well-needed machinery and equipment. Chairman of the board of the UHWI, James Moss Solomon, says as part of plans to strengthen patient care, the hospital will seek to become more uniform in the types of machinery and equipment sourced for use within its departments. Mr. Moss Solomon adds that the hospital will become more stringent in accepting equipment donations from international partners and charitable groups.
We must choose compatible equipment that can be maintained by the relevant technicians. Uncoordinated specifications lead to maintenance and spare parts inventory inefficiency, resulting in unnecessary breakdowns and long periods of unavailability of diagnostics and treatments.
Mr. Moss Solomon, who was speaking at a press conference Tuesday, said heightened dialogue will be maintained between the National Contracts Commission and the Contractor General's Office to ensure that the procurement of new machinery is more efficient. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house and switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.